Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria, a high of 30 tomorrow, Johannesburg 26, Imalahleni 25. Solidarity says Ford South Africa has officially informed them of its intention to lay off more than 470 employees. The organization says they've been told that the move is due to a realignment of Ford's production capacity to correspond with the current and expected market demand. Solidarity says it sees the announcement as the beginning of possible larger job losses facing the entire automotive industry. Moving to KZN, over 120 case dockets removed from the KZN political killings task team are now being processed to be returned to the province. In July, KZN Police Chief Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi alleged during a press briefing that they were taken away in March by suspended Deputy Police Commissioner Shadrack Sibiya. Mkhwanazi claimed Sibiya was acting on instructions from now suspended Police Minister Senzo Mqunu. National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola this afternoon told reporters in Cape Town that he issued the directive to return the dockets last week.
The detectives are busy with making copies, and then from there they'll be sent back to the provincial commissioner. When they were taken in, they were checked. So the same process is what they are doing now, checking. So in case there are some disparities, they will pick it up. But otherwise, they are going to check it against the record.
Moving to Gauteng, please be advised that the following story contains content about murder and rape that some listeners may find upsetting. The Women and Men Against Child Abuse organization has welcomed the verdict handed down on a former Johannesburg kindergarten teacher who killed her boyfriend's four-year-old daughter. The Johannesburg High Court found Amber Lee Hughes guilty of the rape and murder of the child, who was killed in January 2023. Hughes had been looking after the toddler while her father was out of town after they had an argument. On the international front, Hungary and Ukraine traded insults today in an escalating row over repeated oil supply disruptions. Budapest has banned a Ukrainian military commander for carrying out extremely severe attacks on an oil pipeline in Russia. Hungary has repeatedly seen its oil supplies disrupted as Kiev targets Russian energy infrastructure since Moscow launched its invasion 3 years ago. And finally, Western Cape Department of Health urologist Danilo Duplessis has successfully performed South Africa's first robotic donor nephrectomy at Tygerberg Hospital. Duplessis used the Da Vinci Z robotic system to remove a healthy kidney from a 45-year-old mother for her 24-year-old daughter. I'm Nushera Sudhial. More news tomorrow at 6.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
Oh boy.